on here. This is beautiful.
Chloe Castro walks along the faded black roof of a one-story building just north of the Miami International Airport. She's with a crew trying to figure out if this building is a good fit for solar panels.
Around 20 kilowatt.
A couple dozen formerly homeless people now call this building home. It's one of several residences run by the Camillus House. And Castro's goal is to reduce this building's energy consumption using solar panels, LED bulbs, and thermostats.
We're saving Camillus House money that they can be able to disperse in multiple other areas of need that they have.
Castro is 23 years old. She's a senior at Florida International University, and she's essentially bankrolling this project with money she won through a philanthropy class at FIU, specifically her classmates' money.
The course was the idea of having the students discover the value of money so that in their future life, as they go through it, this will be an example for them of how money can benefit mankind.
This is Herb Gruber. He retired from a successful career in finance. And about 10 years ago, instead of spending his time on the golf course, he started taking college courses at FIU for fun. But looking around his classes, he saw that some students were a little less enamored with the idea of being in a lecture.
A university needs classrooms, it needs laboratories, it needs sports stadiums. But it also needs ideas to keep these millenniums concentrating and get their thumbs off their tweeters.
So Gruber decided to donate $25,000 for an experimental course. FIU students would learn to design charitable projects, advocate for them, create a budget. Then the students would compete for Gruber's money and get a chance to actually try out their idea. It's a similar model to philanthropy courses offered at universities like Harvard and Gruber's alma mater, Stanford. But it's the first time FIU has offered its students a class specifically about philanthropy.
A lot of them think it's a bunch of, you know, rich people who say, well, I'll give that much money to here.
Elena Nusafaro taught the inaugural class, which finished up in December. She says she had to start by explaining the most basic ideas of philanthropy to her students.
They didn't know how much work it is actually for the donor. It changed their perception of philanthropy. That it's not just given, it's actually strategically planned.
Students had to figure out which strategies were right for their projects. Do they start from scratch or piggyback on an existing initiative? And how can they make their money go as far as possible? Can they get matching grants? Can they get people to donate time and services? FIU senior Chloe Castro and her energy-saving project won the first competition. And one of the biggest obstacles for her was finding a way to get people to buy into something abstract.
It was difficult for individuals to see that money going to the environment. You know, they can't see it in the air.
But retrofitting a Camillus House residence, being able to say her plan would reduce the building's energy usage by almost a half, that was the winning ticket. This semester, a second group of FIU students are competing for a slightly smaller purse of Herb Gruber's money, $10,000.
We are working on other programs, which will be announced in the future. And you may have to excuse me because I have an endocrinology class few minutes.
Gruber says he's working with FIU on other types of interactive courses, but it's too early to talk about at this point. I'm Wilson Sayre in Miami.